أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء تلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق يخرجون الرسول وإياكم أن تؤمنوا بالله ربكم إن كنتم خرجتم جهادا في سبيلي وابتغاء مرضاتي تسرون إليهم بالمودة وأنا أعلم بما أخفيتم وما أعلنتم ومن يفعله منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening verses of Surah Mumtahinah. And in these opening verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to a particular incident that had taken place in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the words of this verses are not only confined to this incident, but they are in the most general sense, most general case. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the 6th year of the Hijrah, had signed the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, and round about the 8th year of the Hijrah, the Quraysh of Makkah had broken this treaty. They had contravened one of the clauses of this treaty, and hence the treaty had fallen apart. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had begun a preparation in Medina Munawwara to march on to Makkah, and our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done this with a great deal of care, of secrecy. On the other hand, a woman from Makkah had come to Medina Munawwara. This woman was a singing woman, and she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she pleaded poverty. She needed help. And in certain narrations, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her that you were earning a living in Makkah through your singing, etc. What has happened? So she said, after the battle of Badr, those leaders of the Quraysh that were killed were her clients. And now the clientele had dropped, and the result is that she is not by the means anymore. There was one sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hatib ibn Abi Balta radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This sahabi was a Badri sahabi. He had originated from Yemen, and he made hijrat. He came to Makkah Mukarramah. So being an outsider, somebody that didn't have any family in Makkah, he lived in Makkah, and then he made hijrat to Medina Munawwara, and some of his close family members still remained in Makkah Mukarramah. And being Muslims, they were being persecuted in Makkah, and this person, Hatib ibn Abi Balta, now knowing and realizing that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to march onto Makkah, knowing full well that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victory. But on the other hand, he was concerned about his family. Everybody else in Makkah, or everybody else in Medina who had family in Makkah, they had tribes that may be able to support the family in Makkah, to protect the family in Makkah. But Hatib ibn Abi Balta had thought that now there was nobody else that would take care of his family if there was any war between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the people of Makkah. So having this kind of apprehensions in his heart, and at the same time knowing full well that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam victory, he wrote a letter to the people of Makkah, and he sent that letter via this woman, telling them about the possibility that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone marches to Makkah, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant him victory. So he made some kind of gesture, he hinted towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's preparation. This woman takes this letter and she goes back towards Makkah Mukarramah. At that time, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears, or Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives wahi with regards to this letter, this woman, Hatim ibn Abi Balta, that wrote it. All of it was exposed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hence he sends Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu with two other sahaba. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pinpoints the exact location that when they leave Medina, where this woman would be, and at that exact location, they should take away this letter from her. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the other two sahaba go from Medina Munawwara exactly at the place Rawda Khaq, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had pinpointed. At that exact place they had found this woman, and initially she had denied having any letter with her, but obviously Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the two other sahaba had put pressure on her. Now she had given that letter back to them, and they bring that letter back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here in Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Hatib ibn Abi Balta, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions him. Obviously, he was very honest about the fact that he had written the letter. He also explained to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the situation and the circumstance with regards to this letter. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very annoyed at the fact that he had tried to expose a secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hatib ibn Abi Balta has spoken the truth. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not convinced. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is a sahabi of Badr. He participated in the battle of Badr. And whatever you do, whatever you speak about him, you should only speak good about him. And that calmed Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these opening ayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very important prohibition. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, لا تتخذوا عدوبي وعدوكم أولياء. Do not take my enemies and your enemies as bosom friends. تلقون إليهم بالمودة. And then you convey to them messages of love. In other words, do not become so impressed with them, do not become so attached to them that there is this bosom friendship between you. وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا بِمَا جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Two reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives here. The first is this, that certainly they have disbelieved in that which has come to you of the truth, and that is this deen of Islam, the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had disbelieved in that. Then how is it possible, if you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, you would have love for those that have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُخْرِجُونَ الرَّسُولَ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. The second is that they had expelled the Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they have expelled you, that is from Makkah Mukarramah. Obviously, when one is dealing with them in business, etc., neighborhood, friendship of that nature, there is no problem with all that in Islam. أَن تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ رَبِّكُمْ. Why did they expel you? Simply because you had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In kuntum kharajtum jihadan fi sabili. If you had left Makkah Mukarrama striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wabtigha'a mardati, and you had done it to search my rada, to search my pleasure, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had made hijrat, then obviously you would not take them as bosom friends. تُسِرُّونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ. Then secretly you show your love towards them. وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِمَا أَخْفَيْتُمْ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُمْ. And I know best what you have concealed and what you have revealed. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْهُ مِنْكُمْ. Whoever has done that from amongst you, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Then certainly he has deviated and he has gone away from the straight path, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.